The Montreal Canadiens, the old joke about how many Hab fans does it take to change a light bulb? 5. One to change the bulb, 4 to sit around and talk about how great the old bulb used to be. We're going to talk about the old history and Habs and everything else. Are they panicking by giving Jonathan Drouin that kind of money? Or you know what? They're taking a chance, and that could be a good fit for them.
I think that every time you trade an unknown for a known, you're probably going to win the deal. Basically, Montreal traded a junior hockey defenseman who looks like he could be a pretty good player for a guy who looks like he could be a first-line scorer, second line at worst. And they're a team that needs scoring and needs playmaking help. So for me, in the short term, they win this deal. If they have to go out now and sacrifice other pieces, or if they can't find any young defensemen to fill in over the next couple of years, then you might look back and things could be different. But, you know, Jonathan Drouin kind of goes home to his home province, takes the big money and is willing to take on that pressure. And like I said, he's a dynamic young guy who looks like he's only going to get better.
Here's my thing about this trade. Are the Canadians a better team today than they were a few days ago? Absolutely. They added an outstanding offensive player, a player whose ceiling is very high. He's coming off a great season. The year prior, he was dominant in the Tampa Bay Lightning playoff run when they made it to the East Final, 14 points in 17 games. It's a great addition to the team. My thing is, that team, what was their big need? They needed a center. They needed a big center. I don't think this addressed it. It addressed some offense. They got better offensively. It didn't address their main need. And unless they're going to decide to maybe flip Alex Galchenyuk for a more established center, or finally decide to play him at center and you know, work with him, because I don't think that he's played up to his potential. I don't think they've utilized him correctly throughout his career so far. It's a bit puzzling because Mikhail Sergachev, he is unknown. He's coming off a fantastic year with the Windsor Spitfires, and he was one of the all-stars in the Memorial Cup. Great prospect. He was their top prospect, and he was their top trade chip, and you used him to address an area that you didn't necessarily need to address. I'm sure Marc Bergevin did his, you know, due diligence and called around looking for the best deal. And I'm very curious to see if one of those teams that he called were the Colorado Avalanche. Yeah. Say, hey, what's Matt Duchene up to? I understand why you guys wouldn't want to trade him at the trade deadline. You don't want to rush a trade like this. But Matt Duchene is more of the type of player that the Canadians.
Okay, fair enough. But, you know, addressing the need, you can't address all the needs with all the deals. So let's make a comparison to what the Blue Jays did at the trade deadline a couple of years ago we all loved. Mm-hmm. And I was working the night it happened. They announced, they got to get a pitcher. They got to get pitching. 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 They've just traded for Troy Tulowitzki. What the hell did they do that for? They need pitching. Yeah. And later on, they got David Price. We all know what, but the point is, I'm not going to criticize a guy for making a deal because, well, can't you see you have other needs? Which really boils it down. How good can Jonathan Drouin be? Mm-hmm. That is the issue to me. Addressing the other needs, what else he does, you're right, John. What else, the next moves will really dictate where the franchise goes.
Yeah.
But is this guy really that good that you're going to put, and that, man, I don't know.
I think, too, you got to remember that the Habs are in win now mode, right? Like, they've got one more year of Carey Price at a reasonable cap number. They're a year older, and that, you know, from Andre Markov on down. So they needed to address the lack of playmaking on that team immediately. And if, you know, granted, do I think that they could use a center over a winger? Yes. But what they could use is somebody who can set up goals for other people. And they just watched the Nashville Predators get to the Stanley Cup final with Cale Yarncroft, Colton Sissons, and Mike Fisher as their top three. So although I'm not disputing that center is, you know, the second most important position in hockey, possibly, they've got Alex Galchenyuk, who could be a number one center. Mm-hmm. And it looks like maybe if you have strength in numbers in other areas in this league, you can still do really well for yourself.
Why don't they lock up Price then long term? I'm sure they're trying, but I mean, you know, that to me, that's the Habs have been Carey Price for a decade.
But I wonder if maybe Carey Price is like, yeah, let's see what you guys do first before I sign on for 7 years of mediocre hockey.
No, maybe about that. I'm sure he wants
pay me $10 million a year over over a long term, or maybe I'll take a shorter term deal. One thing you could say about Carey Price, and maybe it's all goalies, everything that they do is so much based on, or their wins and losses and playoff records are so much based on the team in front of them. You could be the best goaltender in the world and still play on a crappy team, or you can be a mediocre goaltender and get to the Stanley Cup final. It depends on the other guys on the ice.
Well, I would just disagree only slightly with the semantics of that. If you're as great a goaltender as Carey Price, you don't play on a crappy team because your team wins because you're so good. You know what I mean? I know I'm
Look at like Henrik Lundqvist, right? One of the greatest goalies of his generation, one of the greatest goalies of the past decade and a half. And, you know, he's had to be the backbone of a team, and any time he has faltered, that team has gone in the tank. So that's a lot to carry, right? Mm-hmm. So speaking of carry, how about he does something like this? I'm going to go find a team that needs a goaltender now that I think can win with a top-notch goaltender, and I'll sign short-term there. Mm-hmm. And then maybe I'll go do it again in 2 years. Like,
I don't think guys like to sign short-term, though.
I don't know. Obviously, they like the guaranteed money.
So would you give it to him? Like, wait, let's say he says, all right, you know, guys, I like this. All right, you're trying to win. I'm comfortable in Montreal. Plus, I don't know how much they think about this. He has won an Olympic gold medal. You know what I mean? Like, it's not like you've not won anything. He hasn't won the cup, and the Habs have not been a bottom feeder. They've kind of teased it. You know, they're a contender. They're a team that could win. Would you like 10 million, 7 years? Because then he's how old is he? He's 36, 37. You know, whenever you sign the guy like that, you do run the thing. You're one injury or just a natural depletion of your talent away. I'll answer yes, I would. I would go all in on Carey Price. I would go all in on Carey Price.
For a player like of Carey Price's caliber, like a annual Vezina contender, I think it's a lot easier to sign a deal like that. I'm pretty skeptical. I try to shy away from any long-term crazy deal like that unless it's a franchise center, like guaranteed. And I guess Price, he's had some injury concerns, but I guess Price would fall into that category for a goaltender. You just don't want to sign a contract with a goalie and then eventually, and I'm not comparing Carey Price to a Mike Smith or a Jimmy Howard, but you don't want to have those types of contracts.
But that's the decision. If we're trying to figure out what the Habs are going, that's the elephant in the room. You have to decide. It's easy for us to say, maybe you take a 1 or 2 year deal. The agent comes in, says, you know what, we're buying it. He likes Montreal. There you go. There you go. You can have him now, and we'll end this discussion. Someone else will give it to him. Mm-hmm. So would you?
I would give him a very competitive offer. I would make him one of the top two highest paid goalies in the league. I would never give a goalie $10 million over that kind of period. You're right in that you're one injury away from being in real trouble, and it's the most volatile position in the game. You could go out and find competent goaltending in so many places. Yeah. And you're not going to find another Carey Price, but you can still find a better than league average goaltender, or at least a league average goaltender for like 1.5.
Yeah. Well, look what the Oilers did. Like, there's a lot of teams going that route. They pick up Cam Talbot, who's fine. He and he's coming off a really great season, but no one, especially at the time, thought that he was going to be, you know, he wasn't touted as the next great goalie.
He had potential. He had shown potential.
Yeah, so, and the Oilers proved this season you can build around that, and it can totally work. The other thing with Carey Price is at the end of this season, he did, it was some media event or some charity thing. Anyways, he said he did reference that he wants to stay in Montreal. And he did say that, Carey Price seems like the guy who chooses his words carefully. And he wouldn't say something like that. He wouldn't go on record when cameras and recording devices are around unless he really felt that
way. Well, and that compounds Montreal, too. Sometimes it's hard to get people to commit there long-term. And if your top goaltender is willing to do it, and then it's like, okay, so who else are you going to get to sign a long-term contract? And maybe you never sign anybody to a long-term contract. I agree with you, John. I never want to sign a long-term contract, but I look at my situation, and sometimes you have to. Yeah. Or the guy walks, and then am I prepared to let him walk and sign in Boston, and he blows you out for the next 10 years or so.